Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
G&D, welcoming you back on The Fan. The stretch run will take you up to 6:30 tonight. We're brought to you by the law firm Kondorian and Murad. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are there to protect you and your family and your assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today at kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them we sent you. They'll give you a discount. kmlawyers.com. Danny, tomorrow we're out and about on the road for a field trip Friday.
Uptown Alley in Manassas, a place we've gone to a couple times. This will be time number three, heading back out to the great province of Manassas. The only place you can go south, end up in Manassas. You can go west, end up in Manassas. It's a big old county. People sleep on how massive that thing is.
A lot of Manassas.
That's right.
I will thank the people in advance of Manassas because they've always delivered for us. They
every
come
time.
Out, they show out. They take care of their boys. So we look forward to seeing you. All right, let's go to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We're fired up to have Herm Edwards of ESPN on the show to go around the NFL with us. This is cool. Has been a long time since we chatted with Herm Edwards. Coach, thanks for a few minutes. You're on in D.C. with Grant and Danny here on The Fan. How are you?
I'm well. I know D.C.'s not well after, obviously, yeah. The Jaden injury. That doesn't help. Hey. You know, this is part of the deal. You know, people get injured. You hate for your quarterback to get injured, but that's part of it, and you got to try to continue to win games.
So I want to talk to you about this year with Jaden with the team, but let's go back because you were at Arizona State when you guys recruited him. You coached him there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you know right away this was an NFL quarterback? I mean, when he started there, he was so small. Like, what was your mindset at that time?
He hadn't gotten a whole lot bigger either, though. Might have had 15 pounds.
That's true. Everybody,
and you know, and that was the big concern. We would always laugh and say, you know, come on, man, you got to eat some more pancakes. Can you eat? You know, and he got a little bit bigger, but he's a special. He's a special kid. I knew that. We started him as a freshman, and I can remember we were playing Oregon, a night game, ESPN game, and we had the last possession, and we were down by four, and I called him to the sideline, and he wore saying number five. And I said, five, how you doing, man? Coach, I'm good. I said, well, what you want to do? And Ayuk was over there. He had Brandon Ayuk and Ricky Pearsall, all the two receivers. I said, what are you thinking here? He says, and Ayuk's a coach. I can get him deep. And I said, really? You want to throw the first one deep, huh? He said, yeah, coach. I can do it. And I said, okay. I said, go ahead and do it. So the coordinator was on the phone with me. He said, coach, we're going to do that. No, we already got the play. We're good. Going out there. Well, he threw it. We won. So that's kind of how we kind of started off, beating the top five team in the country. So from that day forward, you could tell he was going to be a special player.
Look, Coach, how would you handle it now, given the fact that we're dancing around it? But he's been hurt a few different times this year. But yeah. Trying to limit that is, you know, it's like telling Superman not to fly or use the X-ray vision or the heat stuff. You know, like he's so special and so great. But how do you make sure he stays safe?
Well, you know, we always talked about when you lead a pocket and you get on the journey, you don't know when it's over. You got to protect yourself. You got to protect your throwing arm and, you know, and your shoulder. I mean, you got to protect that. And don't take these unnecessary hits. And, you know, he's a competitive guy. I mean, this is just a rash of injuries all of a sudden. Hopefully, you know, like I always say, life comes in threes. So he's had three of them now. So hopefully he's done the rest of his career. But they miss him badly. There's no doubt about that. You know, going into this season, you felt like after the season they had last year that these guys were going to challenge the Eagles. They split with them last year, and you felt like, okay, this is the next team. You know, the Commanders will challenge the Eagles if, you know, Jaden can stay healthy. And obviously he gets hurt, and that kind of, you know, that set them back a little bit. And so now they're sitting in the situation where they got to win a game again. They've won, lost six in a row now. So they got to figure out how to win a game again.
Herm Edwards, who's an outstanding player and coach in the National Football League, most recently at Arizona State. You see him on ESPN joining us on Grant and Danny. Specific to Jaden's frame, you kind of joked he hadn't gotten a lot bigger. One of the knocks, maybe one of the few legitimate knocks coming out of college that people had was this concern of durability. You coached him. You know him way better than so many of us. I mean, did you feel like that was a thing? Do you still feel like moving forward that's a concern, or is this a fluky thing?
No. It wasn't a concern for me. He never missed a game. Never missed a practice. So, I don't have to tell you. I mean, LSU didn't even went to LSU after I left and went back working for television. Yeah, I don't think he missed any games in LSU. So, first year, he was fine. I mean, so, you know, and that's what people will say now. You know, just stay positive. They have their franchise quarterback, period. Just enjoy that. Just enjoy when he comes back, you got your franchise quarterback. And don't worry about all the rest of that nonsense. Because, you know, they've been saying that about this kid since he was in high school.
They were only looking for that quarterback for 30-plus years.
It's been a long time, Coach.
So
I'm trying to tell you, you got one. You got one. And, you know, he's not – you can't put him in bubble wrap and say, hey, man, you just got to stay in the pocket. We don't want you to run. He's going to run. He's going to run. He's competitive. And, you know, it's just one of those deals, man. I mean, it's just – football's a funny game. I played 10 years. I never missed a practice. I never missed a start. I don't know why. I don't know how that happened, but I didn't. In college, never missed a start, never missed a practice. In high school, never missed a start, never missed a practice. I don't know to tell you. I was fortunate, right? And it's just, when I've seen guys that miss games and miss practices. I don't know how it works. I really don't. There's no magic wand. There's no certain elixir you can give a guy. It's just football, man.
Herm Edwards with us here on Grant and Danny. Coach, there's a pulse. And two guys, by the way, you're talking to right now, don't think this, but just want to give you a chance to address it. There's a pulse among some fans and maybe some around that because this has been such a lost year, so tough on Daniels injury-wise, they wouldn't bring him back even if he was healthy down the stretch of the season. What would you say to those folks?
Yeah. Well, knowing Jaden, he's going to want to play when he can play. And that's a good thing. You're going to have to tie him down for him not to play. Yeah, he's going when he feels like he can go, he wants to go. But that's what you want in your quarterback.
Yeah.
That's what you want the leader of your team to say. He's looking at himself and say, hey, man, I got to help you. I want to win a game. You know, he's trying to win a game again for this football team. You want a guy like that. I mean, if he would sit there and say, "Oh well, I'm done because we're 3-8 now," and you know, I'm old. No, that ain't who he is now. That's not the guy I know. So just be ready. If he can go and he can, you know, he can still throw it and he can play with that sling on his arm or whatever he's got to do. You know what? He's gonna want to play.
If he is healthy, would you bring him back if he could get 3 weeks of practice and games in 4 weeks? Of practice and games?
Absolutely. Hey, last time I checked, you're a football player. That's what you do. You play football. Football players play football, guys.
I'm going to write that down, Coach. One second.
Football players play football. That's what they do. Okay? And you have this window of when you get to play. And there ain't like, on an offseason, he can play. No, he can't play. The season's now. He got to play now. Are you kidding me? That's what they do. Football players play football. They don't do anything else. That's their job. He's not going to say, hey, man, you know, he don't care. He wants to play. He wants to compete.
Coach, you had such a great coaching career, just going, you know, in the NFL, college, et cetera, some really good teams and some teams that, you know, came in second a few games here and there. But in the locker room like this right now with a veteran group that it just has not gone according to plan, how would you treat everybody kind of down the stretch? I know you you just said football players play football, but how do you do that? Like, how do you motivate guys, and how do you try to get the best out of them when the season is pretty much lost?
Well, look, I can remember when I was with the Jets, our first year, we get in the playoffs. Second year, we're sitting at 2-5. We're 2-5. We're sitting at 2-5. And everybody's thinking, well, hey, you know, is this team going to quit? And that's when I said what I said, and it's been haunting me ever since, about playing to do something.
I don't remember that.
What was it? Can you remind us?
I don't remember.
No, I said it one time. I never repeated it.
We were joking earlier. I said, I'm not going to bring it up because, like, what a career you've had. And it's almost like you're known for one sentence.
Yeah, no doubt. And we sit there at 2-5, and you know what I told the team? I say, man, you know what? We haven't won a game in a while. Let's just go win a game to see what that feels like when you come in the locker room. The joy of winning a game. People don't realize that is the ultimate in football. When you walk in that locker room, you've won a game. It doesn't matter how many you've lost. Just go win a game again and see what that feels like. And that's what I told the players. Hey, man, let's just go have fun. And all of a sudden, we won one. Then we won another one. And then we won another one. And here's the crazy part. At the end of it all, we won the division. Mm. But all I wanted was, I just kept trying to tell them, and I told our coaches, we need the feeling of winning a game again, guys. You don't know how it will help this football team. It'll help everybody. Just the feeling of the joy of winning a game. And when you go on a losing streak, it hits you how hard winning is and the joy of winning. You want that feeling. And that's what those guys in that locker room are thinking right now. Hey, man, let's just go win a game, man. Just don't listen to everybody outside. Don't worry about our record. Let's just go win a game. So when we come in this locker room, we can smile and we can holler and we can go, man, it feels good to win a football game.
Because they've lost six straight in a bye week, I mean, they're going to be creeping up on when they play again. It's going to be 8 weeks since they've won. That just got to be in a building.
Such a grind.
When you're logging those hours, it's got to be an eternity.
Well, and it is, because you think about it, guys. You know, you got, 17 games, or, you know, and you get in the playoffs, okay, whatever. And then you got the whole offseason. And you've trained to go play football. And so when the season's over with, it's like, man, you know how long you got to wait again before you can play a football game? That's why, hey, man, you know, all those games, I tell people all the time, just go win a game, man. And you'd be surprised how better you feel, how everybody feels.
Coach, this is obviously not the same as the NFL. I never played anything close to that. But I was on an American Legion baseball team forever ago. We couldn't get out of our own way. It was Bad News Bears type stuff. And a coach, because it wasn't as meaningful, it was summer ball or whatever, he let like guys pick a lineup out of the hat would let like a player pick and, you know, who's pitching today, you decide, and that kind of stuff, just to try to shake out of the doldrums. And I saw this group here talking about Washington. They're in Madrid. All the videos we saw, these guys are hanging out, joking around, having fun. And I know a lot of fans, it rubs the wrong way because of all the losing, but is that something that you try to do as well? Just to say, let's get out of our heads a little bit. Let's you know, bond a little bit, to have some fun and remember that this is a game and all we got to do is win one, kind of to your point.
Absolutely. And then, you know, you when you get into that rut of losing, the first thing you think of as a coach, what can I do different? Just to do something different. You know, and I did. There were certain things all of a sudden I did in practice. I said, hey, I'm going to put the ball over here. We're going to compete now. One against one. I'm going to put the ball on the plus 10-yard line. Can we score a touchdown? You got one play. You know, really, coach? Yeah, right now, let's go. You know, and then do something else. I mean, so you just got – because you get into this routine all of a sudden in practice, because practices are by periods. And you get it and players are like, okay, I'm going to this, I'm going to that. And so sometimes you just got to change it up and say, we're going to do this today, guys. And they look at you like, what? Yeah, we're going to do that today. Home, just say, oh, yeah, this is what we're going to do. You know, you just do stuff. So they don't get into this rut of, we do this every day, and then at the end of the day, we lost another game. Let's just change this up. Sometimes you got to stick outside the box.
Herman Edwards on Grant and Danny, talking ball with us here on The Fan. Non-Commanders question for you, just kind of more broadly. Mm-hmm. Who's an underrated head coach in the NFL that you don't think gets their flowers? Or if there's a couple guys you really like and admire now, who are some guys that you'd say, I really like the job they're doing or they've done?
Well, you know, I don't knock any coach. I think all these guys are, you know, when you're a head football coach, there's only 32 jobs in the whole world. So, you know, I think right now what the Colts have done, right? No one would imagine these guys be 8-2. Are you kidding me? They got a 2-game lead on Jacksonville, and then here we go again. The Patriots have won 9 and have won 8 in a row. Who would have called that one?
I feel bad. Fans in New England had to wait like 3 years.
It's been almost
of bad football.
They were spoiled, right? And so you sit there and you go, "Oh, coach is coaching ball over there." I mean, he's kind of doing it, you know. I think. Let me ask you this question: you think coaching doesn't matter? How about the Chicago Bears? The 7-3.
Mm-hmm.
The quarterback's a little different quarterback, isn't he? He looks like an entirely different quarterback. I don't know. It's just funny how that works sometimes. I think for all the injuries that have taken place with the 49ers, I think Coach Shanahan's done a great job. These guys were beat up early in the season, and you look at them now, and they're 7-4. And you go, how did they do that? With the backup quarterback, lost both of their receivers. I mean, it's just, and they're in a good division now. Seattle's sitting over there. The Rams might be the best football team in the NFC. Total, on both sides of the ball, offensively and defensively. And the quarterback is playing out of sight. I mean, Stafford is like, whoa, he's really playing good. And they got a good defense. Don't give up a lot of points. I mean, I understand they lost, you know, they lost feeling all that. But just to me, I mean, when I watch them play, I go, oh, boy, these guys are pretty good. So we'll see. I mean, it's a 6-7-game season. And what I've said numerous times, if you got 5 wins or more and you got 7 games left, do the math. The faster you the way the league thinks is this. It's never changed, even when I was playing or coaching. It's a race to 10. If you can get 10 wins, the faster you can get to 10, you almost are guaranteed a playoff spot. I get it. Seattle didn't get in last year with 10. But for the most part, if you win 10 games in the National Football League, you got a chance to get in the playoffs and maybe even win a division.
I've never heard it said that way. I like that. Like
the fastest to 10,
and by the way, you don't apologize for it. Like we sit here on the radio, and after a 10-7 win against a bad team, we're like, oh, that was gross. Or, oh, but, you know, they fumbled 2 times in the fourth quarter. It's 1 out of 10. You just need to get 10 of them.
Yep.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's always 10. When you come in, with other coaches, like, hey, man, we need to get to 10 as fast as we can. And if we stack them up after that, if we win 12, 13, that's great. But 10 is the number. It's always been the number. You win 10 games and see what happens to you. You're probably a pretty good football team. And you're probably got it, you know, 90% of the time you're going to be in the playoffs.
Herm Edwards jumping on G&D. Before we let you go, we'll let you out on this one. Dabble down a level for a second, because you were just at Arizona State. We mentioned, go full circle here, coaching Jaden. We're seeing guys like Nick Saban and so many legendary coaches step away from the college game.
Yeah.
The portal era and NIL and open season free agency and no real, governors. What do you make of, I know, which was 22 your last season or 23? I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, it was shit. Look, I saw it coming. I saw what's happening now coming.
How bad
and
is
I
it? I mean, as a coach,
it's
like,
bad.
What is the deal here?
Think of it this way. And this is basically what happened at Penn State. No one will say it. But here's the deal. So now you get these big donors that actually are paying the bill for your football team, for the players on your football team. They become basically an owner. Because they're putting money in the kitty so you can pay the players, right? So now they feel like, guess what? I don't like the coach. AD, president, I'm going to take my money out of the kitty unless we get a new coach. That's where it's going. Mm. That's where it's going, guys. And I saw it, and I went, this ain't good, boys. It's not good.
So they're like,
it's not good. It's just not. You know, because the expectations now.
Yeah.
You know, because they're paying the freight. They're in the game all of a sudden, right? They're in the game. Because for you to get a good player,
and keep a good player and keep the backup players, you got to have capital. And you know that. And now some of these guys are like, okay, well, I'm giving money. Well, I got to save too. Right? Just saying.
Yeah, it's very easy to just to withdraw the check or whatever. Coach, this is a real treat. Really appreciate you joining us, man. Thanks so much for the time this afternoon.
My pleasure, man. Thank you.
Be well. There's Herm Edwards, long time, excellent coach in the National Football League. Played before that as well. Has had an amazing career in football.
Football players play football. Love we got it. One. I got a one-sentence summary of just the philosophy on life with Herm Edwards. I got one.
But, you know, it's funny. I'm not trying to pat myself on the back. I didn't say it succinctly and awesomely like that. But my point a couple of weeks ago, and it's like, he's a football player, man. They got a game. Do they have a game on Sunday?
Is there a game?
Is he healthy? Everyone shut up. There's nothing else to discuss here. Football players play football. I loved that interview. I loved that. I want to replay it tomorrow at some point. Herm Edwards is awesome.
We were so close to him saying it. I would have fainted if he would have said the word. If he would have said the phrase.
Play
to
win the game?
Yes.
He stopped himself.
Well, I mean, yeah, he's like, I said the thing I said.
He almost did.
It sounded like he had some shame about that. Like, well, he doesn't like him.
Yeah, it's something.
Then
it's
again,
like,
you are synonymous for it.
Well, to the point, like, he had one of the more famous plays in regular NFL season history, the miraculous fumble where the Giants are trying to run up the score, and they force a fumble. He returns it for a touchdown for one of the most amazing wins in NFL history. He's known for that. He's known for, he coached here, coached there, played this, did that. He's now known for one phrase that's been played a trillion times.
What I'm about to say is reactionary, okay? What I'm about to say is very recency effect. He's on the top 10 list of people I'd invite to, like, go to dinner right now. I've always loved Herm Edwards. It's been a sneaky...
He's got a line for the steak. He's got a line for why this chicken is good.
Sneaky one of my favorite guys in the league for, like, the last 50 years. He's in my top 10. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I've just... A lot of it is you play to win the game, but, like... There's other things in there. I just find him, he's got some Mike Tomlin, you know, like, we do not care.
Right.
Whatever that is, he's just cool. I think Herm Edwards is cool. I want to hang out with that guy.
Just always feels like he's got a way to knock it back to you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, there's no shot that's going to get by him. Like, if I was like, what do you think of, like, soy? He's like, soy, you know what soy is? And then he's got, like, a line about it.
How do you like your steak? I like it cooked in a medium, you know, just like he's got some zing that he heard in the 70s, you know?
Like, I like the towers, medium. Like, what? Okay. Like, whatever the line is, he's got something.
He also is one of these guys, if you notice, who the whole time you're asking a question, he's like, he's going, I hear you. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir. You got it now.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like
that
like the whole time. It's like, so, and I'm like, Jaden Daniels played with you. And
he's
like, sure did. Good player, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he's just like, you know. He's just speaking out as you're going.
Yeah.
I freaking love that guy. Our conversation with Herm Edwards and all of our football banter on the Fan is brought to you by Paramount Plus, streaming November 16th on Paramount Plus. It's the return of Landman. So it's out. It's past the 16th, so you can watch Landman tonight from Taylor Sheridan, the co-creator of Yellowstone. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton's back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore and Andy Garcia and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season, streaming November 16th only. On Paramount Plus, it's time for a Caps Power Play.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Edmonton Oilers in town to take on the 9-8-2 Caps tonight. They're looking for a point or more in four of their last five if they can get one this evening. Edmonton's good, but they're not playing great hockey right now. They're 9-8-4 on the season. Their offense, believe it or not, with their talent, has slowed a bit early this season. Catching them at the right time, but got to find a way to get a two-point win this evening.
Yeah, you touched on it. Same record as the Caps plus two more ties. So they've played two more games than has Washington. They've given up a lot of goals and just been okay on offense, kind of to your point, with the best player on the planet, Connor McDavid. A personal note, I didn't realize this. They're coached by Chris Knobloch, which I have to believe is a relative of Chuck. I have to believe that in my heart.
Normal show in studio tomorrow from 2 to 6:30, and Friday we're going to be in Manassas at Uptown Alley, so make note of that. If you're out in the Manassas area, 2 to 6:30 Friday for our field trip series continuing on Grant and Danny. By the way, next Wednesday is our last show before Thanksgiving, so that means at 3 o'clock next Wednesday, the return of the annual Grant and Danny Thanksgiving Day food draft.
We might be adding some elements to it, too. There's been some bottle scut about that early in the week, leading up to it, just the culminating with Wednesday.
There's some people getting involved to try to keep Danny from ruining it for the first time in a bunch of years.
Yep.
We'll see if they're successful. I don't like their chances.
Ducking.
Danny has been known to ruin the Thanksgiving food draft every year that we've ever done it. So we'll make more efforts to safeguard it, and he'll break through those somehow. Wednesday.
I'm undefeated.
3 o'clock. For our crew behind the scenes, Toby, Ryan, Darius, Grant, and Danny saying so long. We'll talk with you tomorrow.
Thank you for coming.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.